Welcome to Shomar Shavan and Dav Shir, sponsor Lo Yinishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Dav Chof Tes. The Gemara in Dav speaks about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mashbia Am Yisrael. He did a Shavuot to Am Yisrael. It wasn't on Daisom, Baldas, Hamokoyim, Baldas, Moshe. They had to do the Shavuot with the mindset that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, the way they structure the Shavuot. And the Gemara goes on to explain what Moshe Rabbeinu could have said in a different way. And we'll say three horas on the halach of the Gemara. Number one, the Boine on the Ein Yaakov points out that this idea of doing a shvul, das amokim, this is the foundation of Torah. Because the whole idea of the Karoim and the Tzdukim, all the people that now believe in Tersha Baalpeh, they took the Torah and tried to explain it based on their understanding. So the Shavuot is really saying, you can't just take the Torah and interpret it with the way you want to do it. You have to take the interpretation that Kosh Boruch is giving us. That's the Yisoy, the Tersha Baalpeh, and that's the whole base of the discussion. And then the Gemara begins a discussion of what else Moshe Rabbeinu could have said. And the Gemara starts by saying, if you need to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu will tell them to worship Elohim. So they'll have to worship Hashem. How can they come and interpret it differently unless they can come and say their own thing? Said the Gemara, no, because Avodah Zarah is also called Elohim. Elohim Acherim is Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah uses the shame Elohim. And this goes back to something we spoke about here in the past. What I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal many times. The Chazal and Sefer HaZoya tell us that the word Elohim, the true Elohim, the name of Hashem, is combined from two different words, Mi and Eile. And it refers to the pasuk Se'u morim einechem uru'u mi bara Eile. Eile is koiches, the powers of the world. Who created the powers? You can look at the powers, but you need to see the source of these powers. If you see the source, if you see where all the powers are coming from, you look at the power and know that that's only a middle ground to get to the source. Mi bara Eile. So then you have the Shem Elohim. But if you disconnect the mi, and you think that the Eile is the source and nothing comes before that, so then you're left with Eile only. That's the beginning of Eile Elohecho Yisrael. Meaning the Shem Elohim, that's where the mistake can happen. It could be Elohim with Mi Bara Eile, or it could be Elohim that you look at the Eile and think that's the Iker. Elohim Acherim, that's the misinterpretation of the Koiches in the world. And this, in a more deeper sense, we know that Shem Elohim means Midas Hadin, the judgment in the world. And the judgment, it's the structure and the putting things into place. The whole reason that this world is a world of a challenge is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyocho put a structure to the world and disappeared. All oilam loshon helem, disappearance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyocho is not showing himself to put here a very clear structure how you come and reveal Hashem. This is the place that led to a mistake. The name Elohim could be Elohim Acherim. That indeed is the place of toes, because the name Elohim, which means Gevura, Isapkus, is diminishing the revelation of Hashem in the world and giving a place to make a mistake. And finally, the Gemara concludes and says, in one of the options, that if we would say mitzvos, or even kol mitzvos refers to tzitzis. And the Rosh says over here what Rashi brings in Chumash, that tzitzis is taryag. Why? Because the gematria of the word tzitzis, tzadik yud, tof, it's 600. Plus you have the 8 chutim and the 5 ksharim, the 8 strings and the 5 knots, that comes out to be taryag. So tzitzis refers to the mitzvahs of Hashem. And there's an oimik niflo over here. It's brought down in the Arizal that tzitzis is loshon meitzitz min acharokim. Through the tzitzis, you connect to the highest place. You know, the Gemara tells us that in the chutzot chelis of tzitzis, that's doimil yam, and the yam is doimil rekia, and the rekia is doimil kisei hakoved. Through tzitzis, we get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it works also the opposite, that the gilui Hashem to us is through tzitzis. And Arizal adds that the gedusha of the beged, of the talis itself, is so high, so kadosh, it's coming from such a high place that in this world, this kedusha is not nitvas. That's why the kedusha is only on the strings, not on the beged. But really, the beged belongs to a much higher place. And Reb Tzadik HaKoyen in Pri Tzadik on Parashat Vayishlach adds to this that when Avraham Avinu did not take the chut v'atzroich now from Melech Zdoim, so b'schar the chut he got chut shel tzitzis. Because when Avraham Avinu recognized, and he also demonstrated, that nothing is coming to the world except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gilui Hashem in a way that nobody has anything but the Gilui Hashem, that's the biggest revelation to come to the world, and that's the Gilui of Tzitzis. Tzitzis is Gilui of the highest level, called Atiko, because through Tzitzis you get to the highest place. So the Gemara is telling us you should know that Tzitzis is called a mitzvah, is Shakol Kedayim called a mitzvah. Tzitzis is really equivalent to everything else because it brings you to the highest connection that you can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.